there's been an audit carried out which has confirmed this, and the Department of the Environment are aware of this, and obviously they're the relevant department behind Irish Water, so the knowledge is there at state level. It's a known fact that, as I say, 9 to 10% of the water supply pipes in Donegal are made from asbestos cement.
Now, you think the public should be made more aware of this. You have a number of questions, haven't you?
Well, look, the basic issue is that if you've got asbestos pipes supplying public water, what happens over a period of years is that, I suppose, through the acidic nature of water, erosion occurs, and obviously with the passing of time, the erosion levels become greater, and that leads to asbestos fibres going into the water supply. Now, people know that asbestos is particularly dangerous when it's airborne, but also when it's being consumed via your taps. Obviously, that's going to be of concern to people, and the question I'm really concerned with here is that when the knowledge is there at public level that there is asbestos pipes serving, as I say, there's 9 to 10% of the pipes. Now, the issue is how many people is that affecting, and where are these pipes? And the public have never been aware. I certainly wouldn't like to think that I'm drinking any water today that's coming out of an asbestos pipe.
And you believe that these pipes should be identified and changed immediately?
Well, I think so, and I think I don't think there'll be a member of the general public out there who say that they're happy enough to drink water coming out of asbestos pipes. And I suppose now that Irish Water have come in and they've decided that they're going to bill people for the water that's coming down their taps, well, I suppose people then are going to start to ask for a safe water supply, and I don't think it's going to be acceptable to the general public to know that their water is coming by asbestos pipes.